Members of Parliament have expressed disappointment about how the Ghana Water Company has handled the management of water at the Nsawom treatment plant. Nsawom and its environs are currently battling water crisis. The MPs think had the GWCL put in place pragmatic measures, the situation would not have been so dire. They expressed concern when the Committee on Water Resources, Works and Housing paid a working visit to the area. David Oponkusi is a ranking member on the committee.
These are technical people. We pay them so they work for us. We pay them because they have a certain kind of expertise. So if they thought it's necessary to make proposal to government to take a loan to do this, I would have thought that they would have done their feasibility studies. This facility is to treat water. As we sit here, there's no water to be treated. It's a white elephant. But I would have thought that they would have had their priorities right. First of all, as a component of the loan, they should have had enough money to dredge the catchment area, as they call it, so they will have enough. So that by the time this thing, you could have been going hand in hand. They are not mutually exclusive. If you have a loan to build this as a different contractor, if you loan to do that, a different contractor, I'm sure that if they had done that, this somebody would have been doing his work. If someone was not more interested in seeing this up, because this is first car, this is what people can see. By the time this project was completed, we expected that the basin would have been done. No matter what, even if Trias 12 would have done some water in this area. But look at water. What they are doing, it's a joke. You have seen it for yourself. In this emergency, we are praying for rain. What do we expect? These machines, there are four of them busily working. You have a tight schedule for it, because it takes a small area. So you can have about 4 or 5 machines along the basin and say, I'm giving myself 2 weeks to be able to do this. As we speak, even the one machine is not working. If it rains today, you will probably come and see some water flowing. But look at the death. In no time, we'll face the same problem. So it is not the genesis of the loan itself, but who structured the loan? What was it intended to do? Who decided that putting up this building was more important than dredging it?
Ranking member on the Committee on Water Resources, Works and Houses, David Oponkusi. An official of the Water Resources Commission, Ronald Abraham, attributed the problem to natural causes.
Currently, Koforidua hasn't got much of a problem because they are getting the interbasin water transfer. They treat the water as Bukuno or Otekpolu and then pump it to Koforidua. So when you get to Koforidua, the Densu is dry, but they don't have that much of a problem because they are getting rationing from the Volta treatment facility. So what we have to do to actually offset this kind of pressures is to build the infrastructure from Weja to here, because Weja also gets supplies from some rivers from the central region. So as we speak now, they have a lot of water. We could also back it up with another raw water transmission from the Volta Lake into this area. I want us to decouple the element of pollution, siltation. This is not about pollution. This is not about siltation. It's about water shortage. And it has come about as a result of the long dry spell where we are not getting water. It is also a neighborhood problem. In some other countries in Africa, they are calling for food aid. What it means is that their water got finished long ago. Zimbabwe is a handy example. Some parts of the world are wet now. France is very wet. UK is very wet and they are experiencing floods. So I think we need to do what we call environmental engineering to do sub-basin transfers and inter-basin water transfer, and that will save us future reoccurrence of this kind of situation.
Ronald Abraham is with the Water Resources Commission. The PRO of the Ghana Water Company, Stanley Mati, appealed to the MPs to use their high offices to halt Galamsey operations as the Kankar is inimical to water production.
We are working at the traction area so that when there are rains, we can impound more water and then put the facility into use. Now, the second phase is the rehabilitation of the old treatment plant and then trying to clear the catchment area so that we can impound more water. And that money has not been approved by your outfit yet. We will entreat you that as you go to Parliament, seeing the situation now, you will expedite action on the second phase so that we can have this thing done as early as practicable. I also want to inform you that this is not the only situation happening in the country now. We are facing the same challenge in Winneba. There's some construction work going on in Winneba. We are facing the same challenge in Dawase intake, and it's as a result of Galamsey operations. The same problem is in Bonsa, in the western region. Bonsa serves Takwa. It's also as a result of Galamsey operations. Tano in the Bonga-Hafu region. So we'll also take this opportunity to let you know that Galamsey operations is really affecting water production throughout the country. It's making the cost of treatment very, very high because we have had to use more chemicals than usually we would have used.
PRO of the Ghana Water Company, Stanley Mati, the MP for Nsawom Edwejiri, Frank Anodompre told Radio Ghana how the situation has affected the people.
The evidence speaks for itself. It's there. We're doing what we can in our own small way to assist. But I think the authorities have slept on their job. Please, the indications were clear. So as far back last year, I asked the minister a question related to this, and they have said that everything was together. And so by December last year, we're going to be okay. Here we are. Again, the project's supposed to be two phases. Only one phase. President Kufuor did one phase. They were supposed to continue with the second phase. They didn't continue with the second phase, notwithstanding the 11 million euro given to them by the Belgian government. The question is, what did they use that money for? Is this what they used 11 million euro for? So these are genuine concerns that we should ask ourselves. And then also, the issues about human activity. Yes, we agree, people are farming along the basin, and it's unacceptable. But the Environmental Protection Agency, they are institutions of state mandated to enforce the law. What are they doing to enforce the law? These are genuine questions we should be asking, and I think that we are not doing enough. Maybe we have to drill boreholes around so that we can have some more water. As it stands now, the water level is low. They need water. What I can, I'm doing it. I'm getting some to clinics, to hospitals, schools. That is being done on a daily basis. If I tell you the financial effect on my pocket, you'll be amazed, because you don't even have common fund.